Oh yeah, it's time for the No Punts Podcast. Hold on to your tits, grab your nips and a seat. It's time to get real with your hosts, Nigel Beck and Aaron Boone.
What's up, Gucci? It's your cheddar croissant coming in at the beginning of the podcast. What's good, guys?
Sorry for our absence last week. Had diarrhea, so it killed the podcast. What the fuck is up with cheddar croissants? What did you just hit me with?
Yeah, I'm the cheddar croissant of the podcast. Start at the beginning.
You mean you're real flaky?
I finish at the end. Oh. I'm not the flaky one. I've never canceled a podcast.
I've had diarrhea.
I've never canceled one. But you're all the meat and cheese and all that good stuff in the middle.
So I'm everything Josh doesn't eat.
Exactly. He's the veggies.
He does. Notice there's producing. No veggies in our sandwich. Interesting. Actually, I was
they're
really
on the side.
I was legitimately thinking about we're just going to make this whole podcast without you this time and just talk about Warzone and how trash I am.
Y'all probably could have done that for like a good 30, solid 30.
30 minutes or 30 seconds?
30 minutes, I think. Oh, you could have talked yourself down on.
That's like four times as long as I usually last in Warzone, so. I'm really bad at it.
See, you last a full like 8 minutes, seven maybe, and a half minutes?
Maybe. If I hit the first loadout, I'm feeling pretty confident.
Never played it, so I have no idea where
I know you don't play video
games.
You know you're really far behind.
I did play video games until I had a family, and then
real talk, if I had to choose between like adding to my lineage with children or like video games, I'm aborting my babies.
Well, my thing is I had an Xbox until my oldest son, who's now 4. That was beautiful. He broke it. Me and Josh tried to fix it.
And you broke him?
No. I wanted to. I'm not going to lie. That's real honest right there.
That is really honest.
I wanted to. Me and Josh tried to fix it, and then we couldn't. Well, we did fix it. We pulled out the stuff that he jammed into the Xbox, and then whenever we went to turn it back on, it did not work still. So
maybe you should use those little fish hook hands. Would have helped.
Oh, maybe I can do that.
You actually sent pictures into the chat where you were actually touching fish.
Yeah.
And it turned out you don't know how to hold a catfish, which was really interesting.
That's not true.
That's what I got out of it. I was this dude doesn't have any idea how to handle a fish.
And I think I handle a fish like back. A boss. Get me with those poisonous.
Oh, I thought whiskers. You were saying. I thought you were saying you were handling it like a boss, like you handle Patrick, your father-in-law. And I was like, "You're really polite. Like I don't. You're a nice guy. Like, I don't know. You talk to the fish like, sir."
Hey, I didn't grab him by his belly and back.
Yeah.
Think about if you do that to a person. Grab mother belly and back.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to do that. Just get your thumb in their mouth.
By the bottom lip.
By the bottom lip. Just pull them up, yank them up, and be done. That's it. That's how you handle people.
I just imagine you picking your son up by his bottom lip right now and just dragging him across the house.
God, that'd be so rough. 40 pounds and just, all right, got you, boy. That'd be interesting.
He would respect you forever.
He probably would.
If you just picked him up by his bottom lip or jaw, just like, oh, my God.
Hand, thumb. Got him.
Like a six pack. Just carry him out.
Can you imagine picking somebody else up like that? Like a normal person?
No. I don't know any normal people. Speaking of not normal people, let me tell you what I did with my week.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been good, man.
Yeah, we're going to catch up on
you mean
everything.
Like your 2 weeks?
No, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So there's this Netflix
thanks,
show.
Thanks, Diarrhea.
Yeah, well, thanks, Diarrhea. There's a Netflix show called Love on the Spectrum.
Okay.
And they take people who are on the autistic spectrum.
Okay.
You know, because not everyone's the same. There are different levels of autism and all this other stuff. And they send them out on dates with other people with autism.
Okay.
And it's the most uncomfortable thing because I don't know whether it's sweet and endearing and kind of cool to watch because you're like, everyone's just looking for love. Like, no one's being inappropriate. But they say some of the weirdest shit. They, like, cancel, like, because they don't know how to talk. That's the whole point of autism is a lot of them don't know social cues. So they'll be like, he was like, there's one who's literally legitimately on a date with a white girl, looks her right in the face and goes, I like my girls like I like my food, Mexican or Asian, and that's it. And they just didn't talk for the rest of the date.
Well, let me ask,
because you're not Mexican, and because you're not Asian, this isn't going to work.
What food were they eating?
Asian food.
Okay. Look at him. At least he shot his shot, okay?
There was another one where an Asian guy, because this is all in Australia, an Asian guy.
All of it is?
Oh. Asian guy went to hibachi.
Like, you can't do that in America. No. You can't do this in America.
No. Too many triggered people. Okay. But listen, I was almost convinced that I had autism after watching this because I pulled some of the same moves and used some of the same lines. And I was like, shit, maybe I'm on the spectrum. And I was like, nah, couldn't be me, bro.
Couldn't be.
And you know how I knew? Because I went and I looked at all my Star Wars Legos and they were put together correctly. Definitely not an autist.
You can follow directions is what exactly. You're saying. Exactly. Okay, I got you.
Like, they play with Rubik's Cubes. They're not handling really complicated stuff like Legos for eight-year-olds.
Sure.
But no, like, they went on a date with this girl, and they're talking, and, like, she's, like, kind of loud, and he doesn't know what's going on, and she has a speech impediment. She goes, I like to play video games on the computer. And, you know, she, like, messes it up. And he's trying to, like, what did you say? You said computer, but he's also Asian, so it's like, there's, like, another language barrier on top of the autism. And she goes, I don't mean to be racist, but what are you saying? And then she just pulls out a Nintendo Switch at the hibachi table and was like, you want to play video games while we wait for dinner? And he was like, what? He's just like super polite and like does the bow and he's like speaking to the Japanese waiter in Japanese, even despite the fact that he's Chinese. Like, it's this whole like clusterfuck of stuff happening. I'm just sitting here just like, these guys are living out every one of my nightmares on a date. And they're just cool with it. They're just like, I'm looking for love. Do you want kids? And they're like, I don't want kids. It's like, this isn't going to work. And then they just go their separate ways.
And that's it. And then I was can you imagine to be able to date like that and be
so to the
brutally
point.
Honest?
Yeah.
Like you said, to the point, mm-hmm. No matter what's asked of you. Neither one of us would be married.
Oh, God.
I can say that.
Oh, God.
Neither one of us would have ever had actual girlfriends. We'd have been on like first dates, and then that would have been like.
Well, because the thing is you like step up the politeness. Like, I'm still nice to my wife, but it's different now.
Well, yeah.
Like your first date, like you go beyond just opening doors and like bringing.
Right. Fun. Yeah.
If I did everything now that I did on my first date, I wouldn't have any money. Yeah. I went into debt to date her.
Yeah.
I was like, you want nice things? Let me max out this credit card. Mm-hmm. I can't mm-hmm. afford you. I need you to be a doctor now so that I can afford this relationship in the future.
Yeah.
And it worked out. And now I get an allowance. I'm doing good.
That's all you need, right?
Now I can buy Legos. I'm telling you, I think I'm autistic. I think that show convinced me.
Maybe just a touch of the downs? Or...
No, that's not what autism is, bro.
I didn't mean that.
Down syndrome is having an extra chromosome. So you have 23, it'd be 24. Autism means you... don't have social cues necessarily. Like,
that's all it is.
The things connect, like the thoughts connect.
That can't be all it is.
No, the thoughts connect, but you have trouble reading emotions, displaying it. Like, there's different levels of it. Like, there's all kinds of different. Like, some are full on just like, you're like, hey, your dad died. And you'd be like, I want grilled cheese. Like, all right, bitch. Like, you're not connecting here. And some of them are like really high. They just don't understand. Like, when they smile, they don't understand that they look like a serial killer. They'll be like, oh, how's your day? Good.
He's so,
like, oh shit!
So I watched this show called Atypical on Netflix, which is a beautiful show.
I love it.
Have you seen the whole thing?
Yeah, because like, all
the
way listen, through? If white that people can't cash out show. On autism, why does it exist?
Just hey, like, I'm just saying that is a great show. Like, it's very good. I really expected very much.
I hate the mom in that show
very much.
Yeah,
and I like Rappaport.
Oh yeah. It's the first not screaming role he's ever had.
Yeah. No, love him. I'm not going to lie. I was a little, I guess maybe I'm just not as informed on
politically
what.
Politically correct is what you're looking for. But that's
No. I would say informed because I didn't fully know. I thought autism was almost synonymous with Down syndrome.
No, I think.
I did.
Because Down syndrome has a physical appearance too. Autism doesn't always have a physical
thing. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know that. So the show you're watching, even when you were telling me at work, the whole time, even though I've seen Atypical, I know autism is. The whole time you're thinking
about almond eyes and like round faces.
That is all I am thinking about. Yeah, like,
no, don't get me wrong.
So these Down kids are going on dates? Down syndrome people deserve
to clap cheeks too. Now. I just think I have a little bit more experience with kids that have disabilities because in high school, MacArthur was a disability high school. Like, we had a whole wing dedicated to, like, special needs.
Yeah. In at Lawton Christian, if you had disabilities, you were in the same class.
Yeah, you were just making noise in the back.
Yeah, I was like,
there were, like, 2+2. Jace,
and then calm was like, down.
Yeah.
We had to tell Jace to be quiet a couple times, but, you know, that was it is what it was.
Big Jace?
Yeah.
Dude, tell me why... Remember you guys had your 8-man Lawton Christian team?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
you guys
were
like, Jace is our lineman. And I was looking at him, I was like, I would crush his soul. And you were like, oh, yeah, he's retarded. You were like, he's big and soft. And I was like,
he was a teddy bear. He was a teddy bear. He was a nice guy.
I'm so glad I wasn't tempted to join 8-man football at Lawton Christian for 1 year.
That was a temptation for you?
No.
Oh,
okay. Well, kind of, because I was like, I'm going to be like Walter Payton out there. Like,
oh, you would have been the best. It would have been Kelton and then you.
Yeah, but remember, I already played with Kelton.
But you already blew his ACL out. So
on accident on my own team.
You knew. You knew the weakness. So, hey, that okay. All right.
But, everyone knew because a lot of the special needs, the whole hallway that was special needs. Bro.
Sorry. It busted. I don't even know what happened.
It's all on your chin, your fucking lips. You're nasty. There's literally towels right next to you. Like, it's like right there. Like, they're bar towels. They're not just decoration. Come on now.
Sorry.
Anyway, we had a special needs hallway. And everyone knew that because most of the classrooms that held the special needs kids had their own bathrooms. They were always empty. So that's where I would go. So like between third and fourth hour, I would just use the restroom on the hallway. The problem was is one particular day I'm having to take a hot piss and I'm like rushing. I'm not taking my time. I saw the old guy standing outside of the men's restroom, and that should have been key number one that something was not okay with what was happening because he's like their supervisor. And I'm like, weird that this guy's out here and not in a classroom.
Right.
And I walk in, and there are two adult men who are special needs with their pants all the way on the ground. Like, on the ground.
Adult men, like, what age?
They've got to be, like, 18, 19.
Oh, okay.
They're so not you old. Just, you mean they're special needs, but they're, okay, but they're definitely older.
Okay. I gotcha. And you're what age?
Oh, I'm, like, 17. Like, I'm not a senior. Okay. I'm like a junior.
I gotcha.
And they're peeing, supposed to be in the urinals, but they're pissing on each other.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I walk in. I see them, pants all the way on the floor, pissing on each other. I'm like, I'm out. I don't even need to pee anymore, bro. I'm 100. I walked in, hit the heel, walked right the fuck out. I was like, and I'm out.
That was it.
You're not going to party. Not partying like that. Because what am I going to do? Pee in the urinal? Then I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? You know what I mean? I'm going to have to pee on them too.
What's wrong with you, dude? Like,
you obviously didn't get the fucking piss memo around here. On each other. Makes us brothers.
I believe that you would have dropped your pants all the way at least, though.
It depends.
And pissed in the urinal. Like, if you didn't want to, like, be super disrespectful, you at least would have dropped your pants all the way.
Oh, I'd have been the asshole who only pulled the zipper open and, like, reached in and, like, pulled it out.
Have you seen those guys at the gym that go under their shorts? Like, they pull up their shorts all the way through their little, like, jock thingy.
What if I
and then you? Just...
I've done it off the back porch like that. At night.
Really?
At night.
You pulled it all the way up.
I had been doing a lot of drinking, and I didn't want to come in and disturb her. So I, like, pulled it out my short and, like, held it. Like, I was, like, talking
on
the
phone. Why don't just go over the gate?
What do you mean? Oh, into the pool?
No, what? Oh. No. The gate being your pants.
Because if someone go over? Because if someone walked by, it doesn't look suspicious. I'd be like, it's just a sprinkler, bro. I don't know what's going on.
It just looks like you're pissing out of your thigh.
No, because I'm holding it. So you don't even know. Like, it's like... clenched.
You might have a water bottle by your thigh.
Maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, it looked non-suspicious. Finished the pee out, shook my leg real hard, and then it was good.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. had piss all down my thigh. You know how it goes.
I don't know how it goes.
I mean, I wouldn't do that I've in never the gym. Done that. I wouldn't do that in the gym.
I've never done that.
I think the power move in the gym is to take your pants and underwear completely off, kick them to the side, and then just stand in front of the urinal yes. with your shirt on.
Yes.
Yeah.
With your muscle
Winnie tee? The Pooh it.
With your muscle
yeah, tee. Winnie on. The Pooh it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
no,
cool.
No pants, just a shirt.
That would make me feel better than guys that walk in there and just like lift up. Again, what's, the short thing, mm-hmm. it's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
What's weirder
you're
to me.
You're in a bathroom.
What's weirder to me is you're sitting here judging like clothing and stuff right now, but you're wearing a Make America Great Again hat, triggering the fuck out of me.
That's why I wore it. It was just for you. Again, I think I told you at the beginning of this. I think I've worn this thing 5 or 6 times total.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this thing since before he was elected, before Donald was elected. And this is funny, was I asked for this from my...
As a joke?
Yeah, from my in-laws, because they went to D.C., and they go, what do you want? And I did not think they'd bring it back. I mean, I didn't know.
I don't want to get political on this show, so I'm
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
But I do want to point out how hilarious it is that the campaign for our current president that he's running...
Yeah.
Is Make America Great Again.
Yeah, see, no, it started off... I don't understand that, because it started off with Keep America Great.
Yeah.
Started off as CAG.
Yeah.
Well, now it's MAGA again.
The weird thing, too, is that he's doing this thing where he's like, this is what Biden's America would look like. And I'm like, okay, but that's happening now, and you're still the president, so what are we talking about? Like, it would be one thing if you're like, it's only going to get worse. That's different than showing mm-hmm. what's already happening. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, that's the weirdest self-own I've ever seen in my life. Like, do a little better, bro. Like, there are plenty of things to roast Joe Biden with.
There are.
Why are you not taking any of them?
Well, he does on, like, different platforms.
Sleepy Joe. I can do so much better. Someone hire me to roast people for you.
All I'm saying is, when it comes to debate time... Donald Trump is going to be labeled as a savage.
But here's the problem. There's not going to be a debate.
You don't think so?
No.
No debate at all?
Have you not caught the strategy? When's the last time we've seen Joe Biden talk? All they do is go, hey, Trump, keep it rolling because you're just burying yourself. Every time you talk, people hate you.
Doesn't matter. He's still the Republican candidate.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. We'll see. Anyway.
we'll see.
Speaking of controversial topics, I got into a Reddit argument. on a football forum, and I got real heated, real mad, because all they were talking about was the whole like taking a knee thing. No, it wasn't even taking a knee. It was like it started off as the Dallas Cowboys are not doing season tickets this year, and all I did was post about
that's where this started.
Yeah,
was with that. Okay,
I didn't know that part. What do you guys think about the Dallas Cowboys not having a season ticket this year?
Yeah,
I didn't even comment. I was just looking at the comments, getting ready to decide how I feel about it after reading the article.
Yeah.
Very first comment on there is like, I don't watch the NFL. One too many knees for me. And I was like taking a knee. And I was like, this dude doesn't watch the NFL. But he went on a social media platform onto a football page just for an NFL team to tell everyone he doesn't watch the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was like, this dude is the vegan of sports fans. He has to let fucking everyone know. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So, of course, I'm like, wow, you're so brave. Like, your children will tell stories about your bravery and your courage in times of just complete and utter chaos. And you stood the test. You did the right thing by not watching the NFL. And he goes, fuck you.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, just fuck you. And God damn it, was it so effective? Because it triggered the fuck out of me.
Extra triggered.
Like, I sat there and, like, my brain... So I have an active imagination.
Yeah, no, we all know.
It just goes off on this weird fucking tangent where I'm just imagining him. It's like 43 years old. He's in a failing marriage. He's got a 2-story house. He's fucking mad. He lives in the middle of like Cincinnati, Ohio. He's always goddamn mad because he can't control anything in his life. And he watches Colin Kaepernick take a knee. And every time he sees that man take a knee, he's like... fucking can't do it. It's disrespecting the flag. I didn't spend 1 year in junior high JROTC puking, running a mile for someone to disrespect the goddamn flag. You know what? I can't deal with this. It's fucking bullshit. I'm tired of watching my daughter go upstairs with her black boyfriend, getting those cheeks clapped on TikTok just so she can get some fucking clout just so that she can bang some rainbow warrior looking dude like Tekashi 6ix9ine, and all I can do is watch the fucking NFL, and now I gotta deal with this guy. I fucking can't take it. I can't take it anymore. I'm over it. I'm not watching the NFL, and they need to know.
So that's where that entire fuck you came from, was from that entire story.
Well, that whole thing played in my head because he said fuck you, and I was like,
all of this.
I was like, go back to Facebook, boomer. That's all I had. I had that played that whole scenario, and I was like, go back to Facebook, boomer.
It's a good
I just
one.
Could, but the thing was, like, I had this whole scenario of his whole life just rambled and just falling apart, and he can't control any of it. And his white daughter has a black boyfriend. And here's the problem. He's like, it's not even his real daughter. It's definitely his stepdaughter. And he, the only reason he's mad that someone else is clapping those cheeks is because Pornhub for the last 2 years have told him the only person that claps stepdaughter cheeks are stepdads.
Stepdads, yeah, for sure.
And now he thinks he's rightfully the one to take that from her, and it's not happening. And he doesn't understand because he lives in this fantasy world where kneeling is disrespectful to a flag. It's a whole thing, bro. It's a whole thing.
But clapping stepdaughter cheeks is
now,
all Gucci.
On my fantasy football team, I'm going to cut you if you don't kneel.
That's what he's doing.
I'm gonna message each individual player on my fantasy football team, like, hey, are you kneeling this week? And if they go no, I'm going to be like, cool, and then drop him immediately.
Oh, man.
What if that's like a real play?
I mean, if you had all the numbers, I would like a few of them. I'd like a few of the numbers at least. Not that I didn't even care about that part of it. I just want their numbers.
So I'm back. Dude, if we could legitimately call it NFL players, what's one NFL player's number you would like to, or what's one NFL player you would love to be friends with?
Zeke.
Dude,
I'm
so
such
gay.
A homer.
You're
I
so
know.
Gay.
I am. That's fine. I don't care.
My first initial thought was Gronk, but then I was like, I'd get Hep C for like 2 days.
No, I'm just
I need
good
to
on
like.
That.
But see, I don't want a party. I just want someone cool to chill with and
yeah.
hang out with.
Dak.
No.
He doesn't
I don't think it's
cool.
a cowboy. Cole Beasley, honestly, seems pretty cool. I feel like we would hang out and have stuff in common.
Nah, mine's Zeke, 100%. Not even close.
This is because y'all going to eat and get chunky together, bro.
Yeah, fine with that.
And he's going to take your ass to Cabo.
He's like, fine with all of everything
I'm
you just
cool,
said.
I'm cool, bro. We're going to Cabo.
Cool with all of that.
I'm going to get fit in
Give
Cancun.
It all to me. Give it all to me. And he knows Marshall Faulk, so, you know, we'll all get to hang out together. It's all good.
That's fair. Ricky Williams, I think, is a really interesting person, too.
Now, if we're talking about smoking weed...
But no. I don't even want to smoke. I just think he's interesting.
I'd probably hang out with Randy Gregory.
Greg Hardy?
I didn't say I was going for domestic violence
Give
thing.
Me the beat, boys. Beat their wives.
No, I'm not trying
now
to
he's
beat
in the
anything.
Now he's in the UFC, still beating people.
No, he's too violent for me. No, I'm not about all that. No,
I'd be scared to hang out with him all the time.
Yeah.
He'd be like, open the door. I'm like, I don't want to open the door. But open the door. But I'm opening the door.
Yes,
sorry.
Sir.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Sorry. Yes, sir. Yeah.
I don't know. We already know Josh. It'd be a Charger. He'd probably be fucking Allen.
It's Keenan Allen. 100%. Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, it's Austin Eckler.
No. It's the defensive player, Derwin James.
Oh, no. It's Joey Bosa. No.
Who is it? Who would you want to hang out with? LT?
Oh,
nailed it. I knew it. He went classic.
Okay,
that's
if we're going classic.
If we're going classic,
we're going
I think
classic.
Romo would be cool.
Romo would be cool.
I'd totally hang out with Romo.
I'm still going running back. I take him to Smith. No. Changed it. I want to hang out with Dion.
Ooh, prime time?
Yeah. That boy's got stories.
He's got stories, and I bet he's fun. The reason I want to hang out with Romo is because Romo dated Jessica Simpson.
That's true. Imagine, that's why you want to hang out with Romo?
Imagine the nudes that he's got on his old phone. Just kidding. That's not why I'm in it at
that's
all.
That's not why you're in there.
I think
that's
Tony Romo's pretty dope.
Oh, yes. I agree. I agree with that. Or Michael Irving.
So
I'd do Dion or I'd hang out with Dion or
about,
Michael.
What about Charles Haley?
Yeah.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
Have you heard stories about Charles Haley?
So I read the book...
You heard what? About the story where he puts his dick in someone else's pocket?
No, I've not heard that story.
You hear the story where he's teammates with Joe Montana, and all he says is how hot Joe Montana's wife is all the time to Joe Montana, and how he's going to fuck Joe Montana's wife in front of Joe Montana?
No.
Dude is a savage.
That's funny.
But no, he would legitimately like walk around with his dick like a microphone and like ask people questions.
No.
Yeah. And then he would put his dick in people's pockets. And he'd walk up behind him, put his dick in your side pocket, and ask them what they got in their pocket, knowing it's his dick. Dude is a monster. I don't want to hang out with him, but I was like, you know who would love that? Aaron Booth.
He reminds me of the Nick Swartzen joke where he always was
with the watch.
He's taking his dick out, put it over his wrist, like, can you tell me what time it is?
Skin 30.
What time is it? Like, that's what he do to people. That's a great joke.
I would never do. So
that's never do it. It's hilarious.
Legitimately,
though.
Remember me and Justin were scene boys, little sceney weeny kids with the long hair and the swoosh and all that.
Yeah. So y'all had it going on in high school.
We went to a show in Wichita Falls one time. And I happened to be at the urinal next to the drummer of the band we're going to see.
Oh, no shit.
And I'm like, oh, say something funny. So I look to the side and I'm like,
cool dick, bro.
No, I said, nice watch. And he zipped up. I don't know if he shook it off or anything. He zipped up and just walked out. And I was like, it was a joke. Like, I was like, that was funny. I thought, like, I fucking nailed it. And he was like, nah, bro, I'm out.
Can't think of how many weirdos they encounter in bathrooms, though. I mean, like,
that's fair.
You gotta think about that a little bit.
That's totally fair. But I was still like, damn, that was a good joke.
That was your intro.
I was like, god damn it. Thought that was my way.
No one laughed. It was you and him in the bathroom.
You know what? Thinking back on it, though, it would have been weirder if he was like, dude, you're real funny. You want to come on the bus? Because I was definitely gonna get clapped if that was the case.
Hey, you would have been over. I mean, you want to come on the bus real quick?
Yeah, we're all going to come on the bus. So, in fact, if you'll just stop moving around so much and quit fighting back, it'd be great.
That's rough. Yeah, that's rough.
I didn't even think about that. That was just a weird memory that just immediately came back when we were talking about.
That's dick funny, jokes. Though. That's good stuff sometimes.
I mean, I've got a lot of. Like, I feel like I have a lot of weird little memories that need to come out, but they just haven't. Had a chance to, like the two Down syndrome people pissing on each other. I got a flashback. I saw the whole thing again.
That was interesting. I was not expecting that at all.
Oh god, that's a lot of piss. Like a lot.
I don't even want to try to visualize that. Really.
Fuck. It was. It messed me up.
It's messing me up right now. Two grown men.
Well, you don't expect to see it, but still. But you don't expect to see it. Much less you walk in and you're like, oh shit, and you gotta turn around and act like you didn't just see two people pissing on each other right there. And then the old guy that's their like monitor is just hanging out in the and I'm just like, not telling him. He has no idea what's in there. I don't want to ruin his day, but hey, they're pissing on each other, bro.
Why is he not inside the bathroom
though? Because he probably knew they were gonna piss on each other. He was like, listen, if I don't see it, not my problem. They come out with soggy drawers and he's like, oh.
No, soggy bodies. I'm a soggy drawer.
Well, I imagine they pissed on each other and it ran down, you know what I mean? And it's collected in their underwear and jeans.
They're soaked.
Yeah.
They're soaked. Like, their lips are a little wet right now.
Well, I don't know why it's on their lips.
I just assume they're just, like, going free for all.
My thing is, I wonder if they, like, planned it out or if one just started peeing normally and the other peed on him a little bit and he was like, hey. And they both looked at each other. You know what I mean? Like, haha, got him. Or if they were just like, hey, you want to go to the bathroom and piss on each other right now? And he's like, yes.
That could have been it, too.
It's really weird.
Now, these were people that had Down syndrome.
They were heavily. So I also had a kid in my web design class named Cody who was, he definitely had, like, developmental issues, but he had these weird, like, he was, like, really obsessive about some things. And he was really friendly. Despite being, like, a giant. Dude was, like, scary big. Uh-huh. But he, like, would come down and I'd help him with web design a little bit. Because he didn't always necessarily pick up everything. But it's just, like, simple HTML. It's, like, copy-paste. It's basically what you did for MySpace. So I took it and I was telling him. And I would help him out now and then. And then he would, like, sit down and he could write the whole, like, you know, like, when you beat a game, how there's the end credits?
Yeah.
He'd do the whole thing with all the Japanese names for, like, Super Mario 3.
Oh, yeah.
From beginning to end. He knew all the names. He knew how to spell them. He knew all of it. And he could draw the 8-bit design for it and everything. And then had trouble spelling his name. I'm like, how do you remember all of that? But Cody can't fucking do it.
That's interesting.
In that same class, let me tell you something. Oh, God, this is my favorite story about this class. Okay. So web design you take immediately after you take the keyboarding typing class. And, uh-huh. So you take it after in the very next semester. It's taught by a coach. But this coach isn't even like a real football coach. He's like, I get to volunteer and they let me be out there. But I'm not a real coach. His name's Coach Magnus. He's a piece uh-huh. of shit. Fucking hate that guy. Yeah, I get it, Josh. Last story. Quit checking me. All right. but he's like a football coach.
Yeah.
But he's out there. But he does the whole thing where he's like, he helped when I was in ninth grade. And he would do weird shit because uh-huh. he was like the defensive line coach. It was like scout team. And he would put in a fucking running back at nose tackle and be like, block that. And I'm like, you mean block the guy 100 pounds less than me? Yeah, sure. You got it, coach. Like, block what are you doing? That. Like, block this guy. We're going to keep trying new people until we find out a defense that works. I'm like, all right, well, this guy's weird. He's not a football guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But he's your web design?
Right.
Okay.
Which is what he's good at.
Okay.
But because I was kind of good at the stuff already and I was a football player, he let me do the school website for our football team.
Oh, okay.
So I would just spend my whole class time doing that, and I wouldn't actually help with the projects, and I would get to help out some of the other kids that were football players that didn't take any school seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So Antoine, we would put like hyperlinks in like PowerPoint presentations essentially, and it would take you to a new PowerPoint presentation. Nothing was complicated. It was super mm-hmm. easy stuff. And so Antoine was doing it, and there was this kid, Giovanni was his name. Giovanni and Antoine would just roast each other all the time.
Was it Giovanni or was it Giovanni?
I think it's Giovanni.
Okay, I'm just curious because if it was Gio, that would make more
because
sense.
Because he's a thick, ahead. He was kind of a thick, short kid.
Okay.
But he had a voice like this. He's like, oh man, why are you always messing with me? It was super weird because it was like he had like a baby voice, but he wasn't like a small kid or anything. I showed Antoine how the grading works because I was trying to get him to understand how like it gets graded. First of all, it's all the same shared network for every class.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you put your name on everything, and as he grades it, because he grades it in front of everyone, he like pulls it up on the overhead projector, and he's like, oh, see, your hyperlinks work, and then he deletes the whole thing, so you have to start over next week with a new website design. Well, he does it in alphabetical order. Antoine Bell is first, because I'm not getting graded.
Mm-hmm.
Back Bell. Okay. Giovanni is Williams. I showed Antoine how to do things and hide stuff within the network that he could pull up later. Antoine gets his graded. As soon as he watches it get deleted on the PowerPoint, immediately goes to work. I don't know what he's doing. Gets to Giovanni, the very last one, pulls it up, and it's in rainbow letters, sparkling. Coach Magnus is a faggot.
Oh, God!
And it's like gay porn, like two dudes kissing each other. The look... on Giovanni's face. He was like, oh man, you know that's not me. And then Coach Magnus slammed off the projector, looked at him, and goes, just start going to the principal's office. I'll meet you down there. Puts it on the thumb drive, gets it down there, and Antoine doesn't break face the whole time. He's just straight faced. Walks around the corner, and Antoine was like, y'all think I just got him expelled? Like, oh my, I was like, Antoine, I was teaching you how to do this so that when he grades it, you could copy paste it into another file, put it in another network so that when you have to start over next week, you already have like a base already.
Yeah.
Instead, he used all of this knowledge just to fuck over the guy at the other end of the fucking table.
Hey.
It was so good.
Whatever works.
Dude, he had this shit sparkling letter, you know, like the old school PowerPoint where it has like that, where it like pops up.
I know you're talking about. Stupid animation. Yes.
Coach Magnus is a faggot. And it was like,
golly.
No hyperlinks or anything. Just that. Because he knew that's all he needed. He didn't need a second page. He just nailed it on the first page. And I was like the look on his face, he was like, oh, that's not mine. You know that's not me. Because first of all, why would he be dumb enough? You know what I mean?
What happened? What happened to him?
Oh, he definitely got suspended for like 3 days.
Yeah, for sure. No.
For sure. But I was like, Antoine legitimately, as soon as he gets graded, goes, double clicks it, brings up Giovanni, throws the whole bitch in the trash. Because we have access to everyone's stuff in the network. Throws the whole thing in the trash, makes his page in like 30 seconds, 40 seconds, puts it all together, puts it in his like deal.
He'd been thinking about it. Yeah, he was ready.
He knew.
He was ready.
I was like, he was like copy pasting with hotkeys, going fast as shit, putting this together. Slammed it in there, saved it, let it go, and he was just waiting. didn't laugh the whole
into
time
the
it
class.
Happened.
Into the class.
Yeah, everyone's like, ooh, like, oh my goodness. And he like put, like, Coach Max put it on a thumb drive and left the classroom. We were just hanging out until the bell, and he just looks over me and goes, you think I got him expelled? I was like, yeah, or killed. I don't know. Like, imagine being an old white dude, and just a little kid just called you a faggot in front of the whole class.
He said he had no nipples.
Dude, it was incredible to watch, because everyone's face was some different form of terrified.
That's wonderful.
And, of course, the one kid not laughing was the one who pulled it off.
Oh, like, yeah.
Nailed it.
Yep, got him, right? Got him. Okay, good.
I kind of want to message both of them and see if they still remember that and have them come onto the podcast just for that story.
It'd be funny just like to have a little...
Part of me wants to make a second podcast where I remember these stories and then I try to invite the person from the memory in and talk about them.
Let's do a story podcast.
But then I was like, am I going to bring in ex-girlfriends just to roast them? Would people listen to that?
Yes. Yeah, they would. That'd be funny though.
I'm like, damn bitch, you still haven't done anything with your life?
You obviously answered my invitation to this podcast,
like, you got nothing going on.
Nothing's going.
You drove all the way up to Tulsa to get roasted.
You want to have him in studio?
You wanted human contact so badly. You drove 3 hours to get here just to get roasted.
I love how they're all immediately. I mean, automatically from Lawton.
Not all of them. One of them's in Kansas.
He said 3 hours. So
one of them's in Kansas. I don't know how far away that is. I don't know where. I know one's in Boston.
Jeez.
She's actually doing well for herself. I'm not trying to roast her. I would anyway, but like for the podcast, I'd roast her. But like this person, she's fine.
I gotcha. Was that it?
It is. Everything we have on the show. I want to point out.
Yeah.
We gave out our email for like people to email us suggestions and stories or whatever. I've never checked it.
Oh.
We might have like 100 emails. We definitely have 0 emails in there.
We probably do. 0.
Anyway, if you're listening to this, I want to shout out a couple of you that I know are for sure listening. Tyler. The Fish Boy, I appreciate you listening. I hope you find this entertaining. I'm doing it all for you now. That's one of Ashley's coworkers. So that's cool that we have people not that's inside the friend group that listens. Yeah. Alan, if you're listening to this, shout out to you, bro. You're a good neighbor. Appreciate you. Just want to say fuck your wreath trying to step up on my wreath game.
Whoa.
I have to do a little better. Kirkland's, I'm going to have to beat Kirkland wreaths. So might just make my own. We'll see.
We'll make you. I got you. We'll do it at the shop. We'll do it at the
shop.
Hell
yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Extra for no reason.
That's what we do.
Is there anyone you know that you've shopped this podcast to, or is Ashley doing all the peddling of our podcast for us?
Ashley's doing all the peddling.
Yeah, I get that too. I'm kind of embarrassed to put this out there because honestly,
there's a lot of stuff out there that, I mean, so here is my thought.
I could definitely get
canceled. So here's my thought. Yeah. We've got the...
I just said faggot 4 times in this podcast.
We've got the email, of course. I listened to it last week when we were talking about Josh's suggestions for dating. We kept saying put it in the messenger or text us. But people that listen to this that don't know us, like, personally or don't have personal access to us. Mm-hmm. I think we need to get a Twitter going. I think that'd be the easiest one to get going.
Oh, I don't do social media.
I think I'm going to make one, a No Punts Pod Twitter. And
quick aside, if we don't have any football this season, I think we should change it to No Cunts.
I don't want to do that. We can't do that. We can't do it. It's too abrasive. It's too in your face.
No blunts.
That sounds like we're talking about weed. But we're talking about a weed.
But we said no blunts, so there's no weed.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Keep it clean.
That's actually not a bad name. No blunts. No blunts podcast.
Jesus house. Is that what we're gonna do?
No, I didn't.
I'll stop cursing if you want.
Jeez.
You guys can freak off for all I care, bro. You fricks.
I think we need to get something going for a second like this kind of type of podcast where we talked about zero football, essentially.
Yeah, we should just melt this podcast to the ground. Like, just keep whatever it is and just keep going as a new thing.
Damn, I have to make new shirts then.
No, we can keep the shirts.
Well, they can't be No Punts with a football on it.
Yeah, that means you were part of, if you have one, it means you were part of the OG.
The originals? The OGs. Oh, yeah, I like that. I do like that. If any of y'all want any shirts, y'all find us on Facebook. Do you have you have Facebook, don't you? Yeah, you have Facebook at least.
No. I don't have any social media, man. Like, okay, I'm not active on any of them. I'm not active on any of them. If a page
on Facebook, exists, message me.
I have Messenger still on Facebook.
A Ron Booth. Not A-R-R-O-N Booth. I
don't know who the people misspell a lot of names. Don't worry about it.
Hearing that way.
But Nigel? People do. It's like, yeah, that's
Nigel.
Me. That's me.
What is that spelling? I'm curious.
N-I-G-E-L. Nigel. Nigel? Yep.
So they're all the same. They're all spelled the same.
Oh, Nigel? I don't know anyone named fucking Nigel. They were like, listen.
Oh, yours Miguel, is L-E. Yours is L-E.
E-L.
Okay, so then what are you saying? Nigel. That's why I asked. How is it spelled?
Yeah, N-I-G-E-L is how my name is spelled.
No, I was asking how is Nigel spelled.
I don't know anyone fucking named Nigel. I don't know how that's spelled.
Well, I was curious. You acted like people can't misspelled
read good.
It.
People can't read
okay,
good.
Okay, that's pronunciation. I'm talking about spelling right now.
Oh, yeah, no. My thing is like, when you go to,
yours is easy to
when
spell
you go to a restaurant and they're like, what's the name on that? And you're like, Nigel. And they're like, okay. And you come to the window, they're like, Nigel? And you're just like, yep, that's me. Fuck it.
Sure
whatever
enough.
It is, just give me the shit. I'm not going to correct you. It doesn't matter.
If I ever had to do that job and I found a Nigel that came through my drive-thru.
Most people just assume I'm either black or British, which I think is
interesting. I would just call you Nickel.
I've had a substitute black teacher call me the hard R word before.
No.
Yeah.
Redskins?
No. Well, and then it ends with an R. Hard R. They said it, though.
Reds.
They were like, nah. And I was like... I was like, does the white kid raise his hand or does he correct it? So that's what I did. I thought about it for a second. I was like, Nigel? And he goes, okay. Like, it was nothing. I was so scared because he was an old black guy. He was like,
all right.
Why did a white boy get named? I was like, it's Nigel? I was so scared.
Nigel, sir,
I was
sir.
So scared. I was ninth grade. I was freaking out. I was a baby.
Well, guys, keep a lookout for our social media presence that's eventually going to be out there.
We'll have an OnlyFans account soon.
Nigel.
Niggle. Premium content, naked
probably
pictures.
Probably won't be involved
Thick Boy
so
Nation.
Much.
A lot of schmeet going on.
Schmeet. Oh, I like schmeet. That. I like that. Yeah. Schmeet boys?
Schmeet
maybe
balls.
Schmeet balls? Maybe that'll be our new podcast.
Yeah, because it sounds like sweaty meat together.
Yeah. That's us.
Because you can't say sweet balls, because that's weird.
That's
sweet meat, and the schmeet sounds better.
Yeah. So we're going to be the sweet...
Schmeet.
Schmeet ball pod. We'll figure it out, guys. Promise. Yeah. We will. Hey, thanks for listening. Love you guys.
Appreciate y'all.
Take it easy.